as I was telling you in the last hour, Major Dan Rooney is joining us right now. He is the founder of the Folds of Honor program, which has sent over 4,000 kids of fallen servicemen and women to college. It's an incredible charity, and that's just the beginning of the Dan Rooney legacy. Major Dan, welcome back to the show. So glad to have you.
It is a great day to be an American.
Yes, it is. No question about that. How have you been?
Oh, man, absolutely fantastic. We're fighting a good fight every day, and my wife has our fifth child on the way, so that's kind of a big news in my personal world. But Folds of Honor continues to grow in amazing ways, and we're getting ready for a little event here on Memorial Day called the Patriot Cup, which is pretty exciting stuff, too.
Yeah, the Patriot Cup right there in Oklahoma. Now, tell me about the guys you have coming to help support the cause this year.
Well, it's, you know, when you look back at the origin of it, it's kind of a funny story. And, you know, I was listening to, this is, you know, the better part of 3.5 years ago, some ladies that were sitting around a table, and they were all excited about Memorial Day because the pool was going to open for the summer. And then they were going to go shopping, and not being derogatory to gals at all. It just happened to be a group of gals talking. And that just really set me off in the fact that, you know, this day of, I would argue, the greatest reverence in our country that celebrates the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms have been regulated to, you know, the beginning of summer. And so I made a few phone calls with the idea of getting together, you know, a handful of golfers that would put the real meaning back into Memorial Day, and started out with Vince Gill and David Faraday, and it's really grown from there. I mean, it'll be televised on the Golf Channel, which is pretty darn cool, from here at our home club called the Patriot in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we've got 10 major championship winners that are playing in this, and we got guys like Ricky Fowler and Zach Johnson and Gary Woodland and Bo Van Pelt and Verplank and Piercy, and then you got the, you know, guys like Brad Faxon and Corey Pavin and Craig Stadler and Fred Funk and McCord and Pernice and Larry Mize and Scott Simpson, Tom Lehman. I mean, just an amazing group of guys. And we bring in David Faraday and Gary Williams to do the kind of the MC, if you will, of the event. And it's a wonderful day that, you know, we celebrate God and country, and we do it without apology.
As well you should. There's no question. Talk about your relationship with David Faraday and his relationship with the troops here in the United States.
Yeah, and so it's really interesting. So David and I, and by the way, his honorary call sign is Spalding, because of I won't even go there since we're talking to the world. But anyway, our paths crossed. Well, I gave him an F-16 ride about 5 years ago here in Tulsa. And we did the Faraday Show together last Memorial Day, and we're sitting there in between takes, and he looks at me and says, you know, hey, Noonan. And Noonan is my call sign, so that's what all my friends call me. And you have no say in your call sign. It's bequeathed by the elder pilots after your first combat mission. I was the only golf pro/fighter pilot, so hence the Danny Noonan reference there. But he said, you know, hey, Noonan, our lives have changed a lot since you took me up in the F-16. He was like, you had no idea at that point. We were just starting the Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Day, and how that has grown in such unbelievable ways. And, you know, we've raised north of $25 million and have nearly 4,000 scholarship recipients now across all 50 states. And he said at that point, that was the first time he'd ever met anybody in the military. And he was got sober about 2 months after that, and he just looked at that and said, from that chance meeting, if you will, our lives have changed so dramatically together, and we've been you know, kind of welded wingmen since that point. And he is just a great man, and despite his Irish culture, is one of the best Americans I've ever met. I mean, he truly is.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit, and I certainly give you the lion's share of the credit for bringing attention to the game of professional golf, for the plight of so many who have served so honorably for our country. And it's almost every week now on the PGA Tour that in some way, shape, or form, these men and women are honored. And you started that. When you see, when you're watching a golf tournament on Sunday and you see a serviceman or woman put the American flag back in on the 17th hole at whatever event, do you realize that without you, that probably wouldn't have happened?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can take that credit. But there are a lot of people that are patriotic, and maybe in some small way that Patriot Golf Day helped wake up this patriotism that may have been lying latent in the game of golf. And I'm just, as you are, I'm so proud to be part of this game and to be a PGA club professional. And I certainly look at Patriot Golf Day as one of the great demonstrations of the power of good that has ever occurred within the confines of the game of golf. And so if I played some small role, that's great. And but I certainly wake up every day and I put God and country in the same sentence without apology, that's for sure.
We're talking to Major Dan Rooney, who fought for the country, three tours in Iraq in his F-16. How did you come up with the idea when you came back from serving? How did you come up with the idea that this was your mission in life? This is what you were going to do.
Well, there's a term that I use, and I call it synchronicity, and that's when chance and purpose come together in our lives. And I'm a believer that everybody, every experience and every person that crosses our paths is there for a reason. And I felt a real strong calling from God when I was in Iraq and watching guys, pay the ultimate sacrifice that I needed to do something out of the cockpit. And like anything in life, inspiration is only as good as the action that you take. And I did nothing, and I came home, and about 6 months later ended up on a commercial airline flight with twin brothers. Corporal Brad Buckland was bringing his brother, Corporal Brock Buckland, home, who'd been killed in Iraq. And I watched for the first time as a combat fighter pilot the other side of war. And it was at that moment that I just knew that this is what I was supposed to do. And certainly didn't had no idea it was going to grow at the level that it did. But he had a 4-year-old son, and so my mission was to reach out and help this young boy that didn't have a dad anymore. And Jacob is our first recipient at the Folds of Honor, and we've been really fortunate to have a whole lot of people come alongside and support that seed of patriotism that was planted in me, and we're really growing at exponential levels and having a big impact on these families who are bitten left behind.
Did you know the brothers, or were you just a spectator to it?
No, I was simply a passenger on that flight, and I'd had several signs prior to this, but this was the ultimate kind of punch in the chest that there's no way you end up on a flight with identical twin brothers and watch this, and it's time to do something. And obviously, I've become very close friends with the Buckland family, and Corporal Brad Buckland has been over and done another two tours since that point, and I've stayed very close with Jacob. But and it's I don't know the majority. I've certainly met them, but don't know the majority of our 4,000, soon to be over 5,000 recipients here at the foundation. But my dad always said it was a quote about, there's never a day that's fully complete unless you can do something for someone that can't repay you. And it wasn't his quote, but I just think it rings so true in all of our lives.
I want to give you the opportunity here on national radio to thank some of the corporations that have helped make all of this possible. I know that you guys have a new partnership with Bolle Sunglasses, but feel free to thank whomever you'd like right now.
Yeah, that's so kind, and you hit it right on the head. It is we talked about that seed of patriotism that was planted that so many have cultivated. I think ultimately the people you thank are literally the millions of people that have played in Patriot Golf Day. The PGA of America and the USGA for believing in some crazy fighter pilot from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, that wanted to make the world a better place, and guys like Brian Whitcomb, that was the PGA president at that point, that took my phone call and jumped on board the mission with me, and we've grown, and we've got great sponsors. The folks at Bole and Bushnell are huge sponsors. Every rangefinder that you buy in this country now, a percentage goes back to support us, and as well as the sunglasses. Budweiser has donated a little over $5 million to us in the last 3 years, and you'll see in stores all over the country right now red, white, and blue stars and stripes cans with folds of honor on the packaging, and a couple cents from every one of those cases sold across America goes back to benefit the folds of honor, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's endless. I'm forgetting a lot of people I know, and Titleist, just within the, you know, in the world of golf, have been great supporters. But ultimately, you know, it's everybody that shows up on Patriot Golf Day and throws in what they can to help out what is now approximately 1 million dependents who've had somebody killed or disabled in Iraq and Afghanistan. And of that group, about 85% don't get any federal education assistance. So those are the folks that we're helping, and together, you know, we'll continue to hopefully make a difference.
The folks who are listening right now, who obviously aren't going to be in Oklahoma on Memorial Day, what can they do? How can they participate? What can they do to help?
Yeah, great question. And if fundamentally for me, there's 1% of this country that puts on the uniform each and every day to defend the other 99%. And I believe that we all have an obligation to give back. And we're very proud that the Folds of Honor is a great way to do that, getting the money in the door and getting the money out the door. And they can visit our website, thefoldsofhonor.org. Think of the folded flag, so thefoldsofhonor.org, and become a wingman for $50, and you get a really cool bracelet that my buddy Michael Breed helped design and get donated back. And we'll pay that forward, and you can change a life. And certainly making sure that your local golf course is signed up for Labor Day weekend. We got about 5,000 signed up last year, but there's 16,000 golf courses in America, and it is all grassroots. It's about Americans stepping up to take care of these military families that serve us each and every day. So that would be my call to duty if anybody out there is listening and feels that patriotism brewing in their heart and soul.
Well, and I think that that's something that, you know, we can all agree on, that the notice has elevated over the last few years. And I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that there are so many people coming back in need, whether they're coming back, you know, as walking, talking, and fully functioning citizens who can't find a job, or whether they were wounded and are leaving families behind. You know, there's so much that can be done at this point. And what you do is awe-inspiring. Where do you go from here? This is obviously a tremendous success, but I think I've met you enough times to know that you see the world from literally 30,000 feet, and you can see into the future. What are your goals going forward with this?
Well, I think it's like everybody's goals. As an individual, you try to get better each and every day. And I'm a huge believer in life that when the dance is over, that we're going to get asked a question, and it's not going to be about the medals on your chest as a pilot, or the money in your bank account, or the trophies on the shelf as a golfer. It's going to be that we were all given, you know, unique time, talent, and treasure, and how do we use those to have a positive impact on the world and the people around us. And I've just been so blessed to get so much energy and recharge my batteries every day by interacting with people that give you a little pat on the back and say, hey, Major Dan, you're fighting a good fight. I'm here with you. And hopefully we'll continue to unify people around the red, white, and blue, with pride of their country and a commitment to take care of those that serve. We'll continue to grow Patriot Golf Day. We've got some other very exciting stuff: Patriot Marina Day, Patriot Shooting Day. Both happening this year, 4th of July, and then the month of September. And we got a big hill to climb. I mean, we're not even, 2% of the way there based on where the need is. And good Lord willing, we'll keep getting up every day and fighting a good fight together, and hopefully have a lot of people come alongside and fight this battle with us.
Dan, I said in the last hour when I told the folks that you were coming on that if this guy ever runs for office, he's got my support. And and I don't think I'm the first person to have come up with that idea. You don't have to tell us if you don't want to, but certainly you have been approached to represent the constituents there in Oklahoma, if not other places.
It has been mentioned to me a time or two, but in the most humble way. I got a mission that God gave me in my life, and that's what's burning in my heart and soul right now. And I think that, to be able to make such a difference in these young people's lives and these spouses' lives, and the beauty of what we're able to do is there aren't any layers. There's no bureaucracy. We can take a donation in. We can write a check to a school and teach someone how to fish and change their lives in a positive way. And, I guess there are some parallels there in politics that most of the good guys get in it for that reason, to be able to make a difference and have an impact. And I can't imagine having a greater impact or making a greater difference than doing what we're doing here at Folds of Honor. And who knows, wake up every day with an open heart and open mind and try to follow the right path. But so right now we're hanging out and we'll keep doing what we're doing, and we'll see what happens in the future.
How much are you traveling these days? Are you on the road a lot?
I traveled probably 150 days last year. And I always joke and say, man, if you were going to start a foundation, you wouldn't throw a dart in Owosso, Oklahoma. And it's not a beacon of wealth out here in Oklahoma. And so I always say that, hardest door is to get through is your own. And I spend a lot of time on airplanes and out sharing the message and trying to motivate folks to join the mission. And that is it. That's a struggle. That's a sacrifice that my family makes and my four soon-to-be five daughters. And but we do our best to balance that.
They're all girls?
All girls. And it's really not that bad. I mean, I'm going nice places, and it's not like I'm going to Iraq or something. So there's not much to complain about.
No, I would think that the most dangerous place in the world for you these days is at home with five daughters. Wait till they're all teenagers.
Nothing better than walking in the front door. We're still all pretty young,
right?
So it's a special time to come home every day.
No doubt. What makes you grumpy? I mean, you're such a positive guy. I know lots of people who know you better than I do, and whenever your name is mentioned, the energy, the positivity. But surely there has to be things that get you grumpy like the rest of us.
Oh man, yeah, we're all human. My wife would probably be a better one to answer that question. I think the only thing that really frustrates me is when folks try to put a harness on you,
right?
And say, hey, no, you can't do that. That won't work. And I always tell people in life, I said, beware of the experts. I mean, they're the most dangerous people in this world. They're going to tell you it can't be done, or they're going to tell you how it has to be done, and they're so committed to their opinion on life, and that you just got to watch out for those people. And those are the people, I think, that really frustrate me. I mean, my dad told me very early on when I said I want to be a fighter pilot and a golf pro, and he said, son, which way does an airplane take off? And I looked at him, I said, into the wind. He was like, that's exactly right. And you have to have that resistance in your life to ultimately elevate to the highest level. And I think people got to take that mentality. And the beauty also of life when you're dreaming big, there's not near as many people in that space. So that's the only thing I think that frustrates me sometimes. And it's good though. You got to have those people in your life to occasionally make you slow down a little bit and look around. But that's for the most part. Man, as I started out, it's a great day to be an American. We're free. I'm healthy. I've got so many wonderful things in my life, and try to stay focused on those positives.
I want to ask you one last question. You have been honored in lots of different ways. People Magazine, ABC World News. Those are obviously nice things to have happen to you, and it's nice to have your back patted and told you're doing. Doing great work. How do you keep yourself humble?
I wear cowboy boots and I swear they're lead. I am one grounded cat, and there's plenty of stuff in my life every day, and that humbles me. But I think that that's really healthy, because I agree. I mean, when it all started out, you get all these pats on the back. You could walk a little taller than you probably should. And I think, you know, probably God more than anything has kept that magic mix of making sure that you get beat down at least a couple times a week, and to realize that, hey, the more good stuff that you have happen in your life, the more humble ultimately I believe that you should be, because those are the gifts that that we're being given, and we certainly don't. I don't think anybody earns them or deserves them, and the more successful you are in this world, I think that the more grateful and humble that you should be each and every day.
And the truth is that you can use those to elevate the platform on which you stand to get the word out. And ultimately, that's a great thing.
Yep, and I've never on a personal level gotten excited about an award, and you hit it right on the head. I'm like, oh, great, you know, I'm going to receive the William D. Richardson Award at the Golf Writers Dinner in Augusta, and I'm like, man, I'm going to have 1,000 people in a room that I can preach the gospel to. And plant those seeds of patriotism, sprinkle that dust, and then see how it grows.
Well, I can't thank you enough for the time. I hope to see you somewhere. Will you be at any tour events coming up this summer?
I think I'm going to pop into the U.S. Open, and I'll pop into the PGA Championship. But we're T-minus about 3 months from number 5 joining us, and so my summer, I'm trying to behave myself and stick around Tulsa and get ready for the Patriot Cup and spend time next to Mama and try to guide these other little 4 ducklings. So, but I'd love to see. You'll be at the U.S. Open, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We will track you down. And if there's ever anything we can do here at McGinnis on Tap or PGA Tour Radio to help with the cause, you are welcome anytime.
Oh, that is fantastic. I appreciate that very much. And as we wrap it up, I have one plug, and I'll send you a copy, but it took me 3 years, but I actually have a book. It's called A Patriot's Calling, and I'll send you a copy, and I think it's a must-read for hopefully everybody between 18 and 24 years old in this country, and something I know would have done me a whole lot of good at that point in my life. And so I'll offline get your address and drop you a copy in the mail.
I appreciate it. That would be fantastic. I will read it as soon as I get it and tell the listeners all about it. And is there a place? Where is it sold now?
PatriotsCalling.com. It's like everything I do. It's me against the world. So PatriotsCalling.com is the only place you can get it right now. And then hopefully it'll spread from there.
Are you? I know you're on Twitter. Do you utilize it very much?
Not near as effectively as I should, so I'm told.
Well, but be careful of the experts. I'm not sure that there are any Twitter experts, though.
Yeah, John Kim is the only one that I think is a Twitter expert at PGA.com.
Well, I tell you, it's been a pleasure. It always puts a smile on my face, and it always gives me energy to try to be a better person when we have a conversation.
Feeling is very mutual, and God bless all the listeners out there, and Godspeed on our journey on life together, and hope this brought some folks together this evening. So thanks again.